Today it's the Honesty Game with Greg James off of the early mornings with Chappers and with our guest presenter for the day, Napoleon.
Hello.
Yeah. So anything you want? Are you finding this as weird as we are?
Well, I've been sitting upstairs in the office just listening to it, and I've just come downstairs and visualised the whole thing. It's a bit odd, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it very much.
No one else doing this, is there?
No, exactly, eh? No one else. Who else has got a parrot on their drive time show, eh?
Hopefully.
Okay. 81199. Anything you want to ask? Ella?
Hello.
It's Scott, you alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
Where are you?
I'm in Winchester doing coursework.
Rubbish.
I know.
For what?
I'm doing art coursework at the moment.
Okay. What's your question on the Honesty Game?
My question was, on your show, who has been your favourite guest?
Who's your favourite one that we've had on?
I don't know, I'm quite a new listener, so I haven't heard many, but I've really enjoyed Napoleon.
Oh, okay, so Napoleon's your favourite as a new listener?
Yeah, definitely.
What are you saying, Chappers?
I would say, no offence to Napoleon, but he doesn't feel like a guest, he feels like part of the family. Mm. So, I would say Mr. T, number one, Alicia, number two, and Katy Perry, number three.
I think Katy Perry might be my favourite, but then I remember the first time Mariah Carey came in, I really enjoyed that because she was fun and I didn't expect her to be fun. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, but she wasn't as much fun as Mr. T, who is easily the best. Easily the best. And I still have images of Alicia's legs from the Brits. So.
Well, that's just because that's...
No, it isn't.
No, that you're not thinking about the radio. You're thinking about... Well, you're not.
What, are you saying she was rubbish on the radio?
No, I'm just saying that you're thinking...
She was really good looking at the Brits, wasn't she?
Oh,
nice. Yeah, but this is radio. We're on a radio station.
She's great on the radio. She's just fantastic. She's an all-rounder. She's fantastic. So,
all-rounder.
Mr. T.
She's an all-rounder, isn't she?
Mr. T. That,
what about that, Lucy? All-rounder.
Yeah. I didn't do it as a... Why are you making me a Cockney?
I didn't know.
She's all-rounder, isn't she?
Yeah. Mr. T, then Alicia, then Katy Perry. Mariah Carey, nowhere to be seen.
Who's been your favourite guest on our show?
Well, as a long-time listener to the Scott Mills show, I would say that probably Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Or maybe Pamela Anderson for sheer awkwardness.
That was awful.
It was a difficult one, wasn't it?
It was.
It did go on a bit.
Do you remember what she did at the end? Right, read this, bye.
Oh, yeah, she threw a note at me, didn't she, to read, yeah.
She'd forgotten to... promote when her TV show was on.
Oh, right.
So she was like, I gotta go, I'll read this, bye, and just
well,
that
everyone, everyone upstairs in the office was waiting for her to walk through the office, but they quickly hurried her through, because everyone was trying to catch a glimpse, basically.
Yeah.
And they took her out the fire exit, out the back door.
Yeah. Becky?
Hi.
What's your question, then?
Have you ever thrown anything out of a window?
Thrown anything out of a window? Have you?
I threw a cake out of a window when I was little.
Well, okay, because you were young?
Yeah, I was about seven.
But you haven't done anything since you were seven?
I threw my friend's pencil case out of the window at school, which was kind of embarrassing.
Oh, okay. I can say yes to this. I'll answer this first. When I was in my old flat, do you remember, we've talked about this before, I threw... a girl that was staying with my flatmate for the evening, I threw her knickers up. I didn't throw her out the window. I threw her knickers out the window.
Why did you have a girl that was staying with your flatmate's knickers?
Because, here's the thing. I think that if you're staying with somebody, you shouldn't leave your knickers willy-nilly in the lounge, which she had done. So, seeing as it was my house at the time, I just thought, yeah, Napoleon agrees.
He does agree, yeah.
I thought to myself, no, that's not right. So I just chucked them out. They're annoying me. Don't leave them in the lounge. Take them in the bedroom with you.
Right.
Craig.
Okay.
When I was little, or smaller, I made a fake person, because I was quite bored at home.
Really?
And
bored.
I threw it out the window at people.
Okay.
I get them old clothes, and you stuff their legs with pillows and stuff. And you make it just to scare people walking past. You never done that before?
No.
I'm sure some people have done that before.
Did you have to make yourself a friend?
Nothing weird about that. Yeah, it was called Barry. No, but you just make a little person. You put sort of, you stuff his clothes, and then you open the window and you throw it at people as they walk past.
And does that scare people?
Yeah, because they think it's a human.
Okay, good. Chappers.
I've never thrown anything out of a window, but do you not remember there's a legendary story of somebody in Newsbeat before I joined?
I've heard this as well.
Who in a flash of temper threw a typewriter out of the window, which is
really
also going back a few years.
Wasn't it a closed window though?
Yeah, it was a closed window. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes,
it was.
I don't know, because none of us were here at the time, but...
This is one of those Radio 1 stories
I don't know.
I kind of want it to be true, even though that's very dangerous and not that there's any typewriters around anymore, so it's fine, you can't. Napoleon, what about you? Have you ever thrown anything out the window?
Napoleon, what about you? No.
Has he ever accidentally himself gone out of a window?
No.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Would you throw him out the window if he went at you?
No, well, I couldn't pick him up or anything. God,
but if he went at you, though, he was on your neck.
If he went at me?
Yeah, if he was on your neck, you'd chuck him out the window.
Oh, no, just...
Okay, Adam?
Hi, are you all right?
Yeah, where are you tonight?
I'm in Leeds at the minute.
Okay, who's your question for?
It's for Napoleon.
Okay, what's the question, please?
If you had to kiss any member of the Scott Mills team, who would it be and why?
Good question, that. So, it's Napoleon, which member of the team, if you had to kiss any, would it be, and why?
What? Napoleon? Himself. Napoleon?
I think you said Chappers.
I thought you said Scott.
No, is it Chappers?
No,
it was Chappers.
Chappers. Hey, Napoleon.
So you just go... It's definitely Scott. That could actually be arranged. You could give him a kiss.
Oh.
Definitely Chappers. It's a grumpy noise.
Let's say each of our names and see how he reacts. Okay. Chappers.
Nothing. Scott.
Scott. Greg. Becky.
The one that doesn't speak.
Oh!
Knew it! Wow.
See?
Got the hots there.
Uh-huh. Look at it now. Sometimes I see.